Hare Krishna. There was a famous English poet, 17th century, John Donne. That's an English people. No English history, anyway. I think so. And he was blind. He wrote many poems. One poem is what later a non-Englishman, an American, wrote a book, very famous also, author, Ernest Hemingway. It was called For Whom the Bell Tolls. It was based on this poem. The poem begins, no man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a part of the main, part of the, now we call it peninsula, promontory as it were. And then he ends, ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. Maybe some of you coming here this evening saying, oh yes, this is that evening when we have kirtans dedicated to, who is that person? So, in this case, John Donne says, don't ask who it's for, it's for you. Because, particularly in the more close-knit Vaishnav family, the departure of Vaishnavas is like the part of our own family. It's part of ourselves. And therefore, he says, whenever you hear the bells toll means that, except when it's Sunday calling people to church, when you hear the bells tolling, it's because someone has left this world. So people will then ask, who is it that's dying? And then he says, it's not for someone else, it's for you. And this greater family of humanity. And then for us, there's our Vaishnava family. So yes, it's for Pali, yes, it's for all of the family. But actually, it's also for us. And a more famous person, by our calculation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he makes the similar statement that Vaishnavas, they live forever. He reasons it, he say that Vaishnavas die. He has a transcendentalist perception. He is not speaking about death, because death is, what is it for? It's for this body. And yes, in that sense, we lose a part of ourselves, we lose a part of our family, because a soul with whom we were able to associate through a physical form, the soul's continuing, but we no longer have the facility of that association. And but Bhaktivinoda Thakur reminds us that he reasons ill to say that Vaishnavas never die. Not only do they not die because they're not this material body, and we know that, but they also live forever in their name. So whoever amongst us may have been the person who was just waiting for you, Gauri Prabhu. You come. And so amongst us who were asking, well, yes, who was that for? Or that this kirtan is being sponsored, and the feast and everything in the name of these persons. It's their living. We can see this is verification of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words, they're living forever, they continue to live. They continue to live because they're living by dint of the chanting of the holy name that's continuing on here in Bhaktivinoda manner. Of course, we're always doing that, but particularly on this day. And even this weekend, which Gaur Prabhu can say what it's called. And in that way, we have the opportunity to associate with all Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada had told his disciples very early on, when they were also expressing separation from him by distance, you chant Hare Krishna, I chant Hare Krishna, and that way we're together. We know that Srila Prabhupada is always chanting Hare Krishna wherever he may physically be present, although he's here also in his murti. So we chant Hare Krishna then with Srila Prabhupada, with other great personalities like our acharyas, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Lord Krishna, and all Vaishnavas, great or small, who we no longer have the opportunity for physical association. We can continue to be with them through the media of the transcendental holy name of the Lord. And this is just the last word, of course, is that there tends to be a phenomenon in human society that we remember each other and we praise each other when we're gone. Well, not when we're gone, when someone else is gone. And we tend not to do it so much when we're all physically present. The tendency then is more to sometimes see some of the minor defects that are there. But it's also an occasion to better value and appreciate ourselves while we're here, not wait until that day when someone, and ultimately it will be us, one day there will be a kirtan in the memory of, I won't say any names because that may be inauspicious, but you can bet your life that, yes, bet your life, that every one of us will be in that position, because this is the nature of this body. Ultimately, we all have to leave it behind. However, while we're still here, then so much better to appreciate each other, take advantage, sadhu sangha, the association of Vaishnavas, while we're present, rather than wait for some other future time. I'll ask our esteemed temple president, Gaur Prabhu, to speak a few words. And Prana already sort of introduced the evening and mentioned a few things, but we please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I'd like to just have the opportunity myself as here to give a very warm and heartfelt welcome to His Holiness Sri Ramaraj, who for most of us here has known us since we were Bhakta Prakash, Bhakta Shailesh, and Bhakta George. And he has been our guide, our mentor, our spiritual inspiration, our boss, and now more and more so becoming our very, very heartfelt and elder friend in Krishna consciousness. So On behalf of all of us here at Bhaktivinoda Manor, I'd just like to give a very, very special welcome and appreciation to His Holiness Shri Ram Maharaj. And also welcome to Madhava Prabhu, Radhika, who have snowboarded their way down from the Swiss Alps. Sorry, another Madhava is leaving. Sorry, Madhava. Coming back later. Feeding time. He'll be back for the kirtan. A very special welcome to both of you. So we bring so much light. You feel like all very insignificant people and all, but you bring so much life to our kirtan. We very much appreciate it. So let's have a hearty welcome to this. Trudy was joking the other day there that sometimes I say this is a. Shruti was joking the other day there that I was saying, oh, here it comes, the Lulji weekend, because it's like Prashad, Prashad, Kirtan, Kirtan, and more Kirtan. And this all, more Prashad. Wonderful. I'm still digesting sweet rice from 2 days ago. And, but this inspiration for this day largely came from a very, very sad loss of young Pallavi, which was 12 years ago. But it was a very big turning point. And for Asim Bhai and Panabhai and everybody, who just then took to profuse distribution of books, sponsoring Bhagavad Gita's and Srila Prabhupada's books and distributing so many books. And then Kirtan. This day of Kirtan came very strongly. Glad that this year we had another sad loss in family, Govindaji Bhai. That father who was absolutely mad for Srimad Bhagavatam. Mad for Bhagavatam. When the conversation was Srimad Bhagavatam, he was part of the conversation. When the conversation moved on, he just became silent and just meditated on his studies of Srimad Bhagavatam. Another very sad loss this year. However, this has all created a wonderful yearly festival, which is now becoming the Holy Name Day at Bhaktivinoda Manor. So nicely the devotees have decorated the temple room, still using the palm stretcher lights there, hoping for something better the next time you all do that. Our youth, spend some money. You can palm land those and get. We've got a lot more of them with bands. But it's created a wonderful festival of the Holy Name here at Bhaktivinoda Manor. And with regard to something, this is in respect of and honor of, to the benefit of, if you understand the very potency of this Holy Name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eka Krishna Nama Kali Sarva Pabakshai. If you just chant the name once, properly and purely, then all of the inauspiciousness for generations and lifetimes and path from the past is just destroyed. And just by this one act, Navavida Bhakti Hoiti Purna, Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoiti Hoi. That every activity of devotional service, like offering the ghee lamp, cleaning the floors, offering prayers, all activities of devotional service are all complete in this one act of Nam Sankirtan. So just sitting here, you're doing everything that you could possibly do and more. So I think Pallavi and Govindaji, just the first kirtan was sufficient. But now I think the benefit is for us. And they have contributed to this, improving, increasing the quality of our devotional life, our facility to get Maharaj and everyone over here. Once a year, hoping it will increase to twice a year.
Here you go.
A winter visit and a summer visit, I think, should be definitely on the cards. You know what?
We don't pay guys.
So, please, everybody, have a wonderful time this evening in chanting the holy names of Krishna and the association of such exalted Vaishnavas. And go on as long as you like, but when you Sometimes you get very excited. Please make sure that the paintings are all still here and the chandeliers are still there before you go. Thank you very much. Harinam Sankirtan.